Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's another wild day on Wall Street. After the Dow dropped more than 1,000 points yesterday, the second time that happened this week. But many are trying to calm fears. Here's Ron Kruszewski, CEO of Stifel Financial, speaking on CNBC.
I'm confident that there's no recession coming, and I believe the market will be higher at the end of the year. We're going to go through some volatility patches here. But look, I think this is an opportunity for investors to make some money. It's hard to buy stocks in times like this.
Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what's happening? Are we going to keep seeing these big drops, or are investors going to start to maybe think that it's a deal and buy back in?
Well, I think the consensus assessment on Wall Street is that we will see a rebound from this just because the outlook for the economy and the outlook for corporate profits are still so bright. Now, that said, there are few phrases on Wall Street that make people more nervous than consensus assessment, like I just said, just because the collective wisdom isn't always right. Seen a lot of investors and traders earlier in the week saying the worst is over, you know, and it just keeps getting worse. I think for most investors, the main concern is inflation and interest rates. And we have obviously have a new chair of the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell. Mm-hmm. There's some questions about exactly how he will respond to this, if he might possibly put interest rate increases on hold or continue full steam ahead with them. So this upcoming March meeting of the Fed is going to be especially important.
So maybe they'll call this the Powell correction. people are calling this a market correction. Now, that means it's down 10% from a recent high. Now, that is not so unusual. The last S&P correction was in 2016. There were two in 2015. There was one in 2011, 2010, 2007. So do they just happen from time to time? We shouldn't worry?
They did, or at least I should say they did. They used to. What's unusual about this market is we went so long without any real noticeable retreat in the stock market. Before this, it wasn't since the Brexit vote in the summer of 2016 that we saw a noticeable dip in the stock market. What's unusual about this one is how fast it occurred. I mean, this is looking like the worst week on Wall Street, down almost 8% in the S&P 500. It's the worst week since really the height of the financial crisis in 2008. So it's shocking to see that come out of the blue like this.
But that's another interesting point, which is that the financial crisis was so bad. I mean, it was the worst in decades, the recession that came then. Even if we were to go into another recession, it's unlikely it would be as bad as the one we just had.
Yeah, I think that's probably, again, a safe consensus assessment.
Which may be wrong.
Right. It could be wrong. I mean, that's a lot of the smartest people out there right now are trying to figure out sort of the link between this stock market sell-off and the economy. Will it hurt confidence? Will it hurt sort of that wealth effect that the stock market creates? And will that weigh on consumer spending and that sort of thing and corporate investment? And, you know, it's hard to say at the moment, obviously, and obviously a sharp rebound would ease those concerns. But it's a big open question at the moment.
One of the images that we keep seeing when the market drops like this is these traders on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange smacking their heads. But in fact, a lot of the trading that has led to these big drops has been done electronically, right? How much is computerized trading leading to what we're seeing?
Well, obviously, you can't trade a stock without a computer anymore. And, you know, there is a ton of sort of automated trading. The big thing that happened this week, it's very hard to explain without getting too technical, but I sort of think of it as the weather. You know, the market had been so calm, so sunny for so long that a lot of sophisticated investors started basically selling insurance on the stock market at very cheap prices because they didn't think anything like this was on the horizon. horizon. So, you know, it's like being an insurance company selling cheap property insurance and then having a tropical storm come in and not being prepared for the losses. So a lot of the ripple effects that have happened in the market is a reaction to this sudden uptick in volatility. And, you know, if you weren't selling insurance, a lot of strategies were sort of aggressively more buying stocks more aggressively right. than they would otherwise because of this sort of calm atmosphere that had prevailed.
Mike, just a few seconds left, but another big story in the business world today, a settlement in Silicon Valley. Uber has agreed to give about $245 million worth of stock to Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google, and the self-driving car unit Waymo, which had accused Uber of stealing self-driving car technology. What's been the reaction?
Well, I think, you know, it's a fascinating case and it's a big sort of dramatic story in Silicon Valley. $245 million to either one of these companies is not that big of a deal. You know, Waymo was seeking $1.9 billion right. and in order to prevent Uber from using the technology. So, you know, it's settled and I guess Uber's probably pretty happy that they only had to pay that much.
Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.